Multiple incidents have broken out over the weekend involving burn piles, and CAL FIRE says the recent calls they've responded to could have been avoided.
Yes, this is Jeremy Ward, Battalion Chief with the CAL FIRE Humboldt Del Norte Unit Fire Prevention Bureau. So, yes, Lauren, over the last couple days, we have had, and actually dating back into last week, we've had an increase in activity, and a lot of this activity has been related to people doing their landscape debris burning. And at least one of these instances, actually I have two now, involved landowners who were burning without permit, and that has created a couple of issues. In the incident that we had last week, it resulted in us having to dispatch multiple fire resources to go determine what the source of this smoke was coming from. That was determined to be a landowner, again, who was burning without permit and didn't make any proper notifications. That fire was still under control, but yesterday we had a similar incident. Again, another landowner burning, no permit, and in that case, that fire did escape control and required CAL FIRE resources to come in and contain that fire. That fire is now contained and is in just a patrol status.
Another similar incident occurred this Monday afternoon on Highway 36.
We did dispatch equipment out somewhere, I believe, in the Bridgeville area to another possible escaped debris burn. So with all that, we do want to remind the public that there are rules and that we expect people to go out and get these permits. And when folks burn safely and responsibly and by following the rules, obtaining their permits, and making proper notifications, then we can allow that burning season to go on longer, which benefits everyone. But we just need people to work with us and do it safely. Again, our burn permits, they're available online. They don't cost anything. We just want people to get those permits so that they understand the safety requirements that they need to be doing, and again, to make those notifications so that we're not sending equipment where it doesn't need to go.
In closing, Battalion Chief Jeremy Ward stated that it's frustrating for CAL FIRE to respond to these incidents that could have been avoided if individuals had followed the terms and conditions of their permits.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. This seems to be a recurring theme year after year, and I know you and I talk about it multiple times a year, every year. You know, we put out news releases, we reach out to social media, we try and get the information out there, and yet we still have a few folks who don't follow the rules and end up with these escaped fires, which again are easily preventable. We've talked about it before, but the common causes that we generally see result in escaped debris burns are not burning with a responsible adult being present at all times at the fire, not having any type of clearance around their piles, and then the folks who burn when it's windy, which, you know, all those are violations of the terms of a permit. So, you know, we ask again and again and again for people to follow those rules, and the folks that do follow the rules, well, those are the ones who typically don't result in escaped fires. For those folks who can't follow the rules or, you know, end up with these escapes that are preventable, there are potential consequences. You know, we could have an officer who comes out and possibly issues the landowner citation. You know, we could be referring these to the district attorney's office. There's also potential civil penalties for cost of suppression, potentially revoking any burn permits that they have, or referring to air quality, who could also impose fines. So again, you know, please work with us. Make it safe for everyone, make it safe for your neighbors, make it safe for you and for the firefighters so that we're not having to dispatch these responders out to these incidents, which again are preventable.
You can obtain a free CAL FIRE burn permit online and learn helpful tips at fire.ca.gov.